This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, September 11th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the results of an external audit on the University of Arkansas's Division of University Advancement. Plus, we get a tour of the newly renovated Vol Walker Hall on the U of A campus. The renovated space, as well as a new addition, will be dedicated tomorrow afternoon.
And we continue a new monthly series where we focus on three things you need to know about a specific subject. This month's topic, saving for retirement.
Those stories and more, but first, Arkansas housing data spanning the first 7 months of this year show home sales were up nearly 11% in the state compared to the same period last year. According to the Arkansas Realtors Association, sales numbers in the state also show a 13% increase in home values. Karen Croson with the Realtors Association says many anticipated evidence of a growing housing market. She attributes the recent growth in sales partly to interest rates that have started to climb.
And I think that has driven a lot of buyers who were sitting on the fence to go ahead and make a move. I've been doing this 25 years, and that traditionally happens when we see interest rates staying still for a while and you start to see a bump up in the interest rates that the increase in traffic occurs.
In the month of July, Arkansas saw a 19% increase in the number of residential units sold, with Benton and Pulaski counties ranking at the top in the number of sales.
The future site of the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith has moved slightly. Last night, the museum board approved a plan to move the museum about 2,000 feet north from the original site location. Pat Mickle of the Fort Smith-based engineering firm of Mickle Wagner Coleman says the plan to move the site came after a land use assessment of the Westfall property along the Fort Smith riverfront, which included the original museum site.
In combination with things we were hearing about the kinds of volumes, like, for example, the Crystal Bridges, that their attendance level was much, much higher than they originally anticipated is. To some degree, the same thing was happening with the Clinton Library. We looked at the Marshalls Museum site and saw a site that was a great location in a lot of respects, but was hemmed in because of river on one side, city park on one side, highway on one side, gas well on a fourth side. They were kind of hemmed in for spaces. And if there was an opportunity or a need for growth in the future, they were pretty well in a difficult spot.
Mickle says the new site, which is farther downriver on the Westfall property, where there hasn't been as much development to date, is twice as large with 16 acres total, and it's also twice as deep and at least 15% wider. He says the larger lot gives the site planners different opportunities for development.
They didn't want a parking lot out in front of the museum. They were trying to put it off to either side. It gives them more depth to be able to develop up the sides of the property for trying to develop parking. The museum building itself, it's kind of hard to get a grasp on how big it is. The building's almost 450 feet long from tip to tip. It has some cantilevered roof structure sticking out from it. But, I mean, it's a pretty long structure. This site also allows us, with this deeper front yard, to do some more things. The architects were talking about the ability, through landscaping and stuff, give them some opportunities to dress the site up better and make it more attractive.
Additionally, with the original site, Mickle says the museum building would have been right against easement lines and required a setback from Riverfront Drive.
Benton County residents who were affected by flooding last month will not be eligible for federal assistance issued through the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management. Mike Dixon is the Assistant Director of Emergency Management for Benton County.
We received a letter from the state notifying us that the number of significant and damaged homes did not meet their thresholds.
Dixon says the individual assistance program managed by the State Emergency Management Department works on a point-based system. Though Benton County emergency management officials have requested from the state a breakdown of how points are awarded and what the thresholds for assistance are, the state has yet to respond to that query. Dixon says about 200 individuals contacted the county with damage reports following the early August storms.
Results are in for two special elections held yesterday, one in Benton County, the other in Madison County. The proposed 1 cent sales tax increase for public safety and building upkeep in Madison County failed with a vote of 785 residents opposed to the measure, 721 votes cast in favor of the tax increase. In the Siloam Springs special election, which was for a reallocation of an already existing sales tax rather than an increase, the measure passed with 554 votes in favor of the measure, 210 city residents voted against it.
The University of Arkansas has again moved up on the U.S. News and World Report's annual Best Colleges list. The U of A was ranked 63rd on the 2014 list of Best Public Universities, an improvement of 4 places since last year. In the overall ranking of 201 top-tier universities, the U of A is ranked at 128th place this year, an improvement over last year's overall ranking of 134. The U of A is the only public university in Arkansas to be ranked among the top-tier schools. Helping the university's ranking this year is an improved 60% graduation rate, a higher freshman retention rate of 83%, and improved ACT scores and grade point averages of incoming freshmen.
65 new jobs are expected in Fort Smith after another firearms-related manufacturer yesterday announced plans to move to the city. According to the City Wire, Thermal Magazines manufactures firearm magazines using plastic injection molding. The company is relocating its operation and headquarters from North Carolina to within the former Riverbend Industries plastics and molding plant. As part of the agreement, Riverbend will produce components for Thermold, and Thermold employees will handle assembly and distribution of the products. Riverbend was once a supplier to Whirlpool, but since the refrigerator manufacturing plant closed, its Fort Smith workforce has been reduced from about 120 to 85.
With warmer temperatures and drier weather across the state comes the increased chance of wildfires. According to the Arkansas Forestry Commission, the Southern Delta region of the state is at high risk for wildfires, and moderate wildfire risk exists for the rest of the state. As such, burn bans have been issued for 25 counties across the state, though none are in the Northwest Arkansas region. However, Washington County Fire Marshal Dennis Ledbetter yesterday issued a red flag fire warning for the county. Though not an outright prohibition on burning, the fire marshal's office discourages any outside burning until conditions improve, as every fire has the potential to become large, spread rapidly, and become difficult to control.
Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas, lower 70s for the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of showers. Highs will be in the upper 80s in northwest Arkansas, mid-90s for the River Valley. And for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain. Lows from 62 in northwest Arkansas to the lower 70s in the Arkansas River Valley.